This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
It's now 10 minutes past eight, and in the studio we've got Armin Schmidt. He's from Walk Without Fear, and he's going to tell us all about what's happening with that charity event. Good morning, Armin.
Kia ora, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for joining me. So, how did Walk Without Fear originate?
So it's a bit of, I think there's two sides to the story, you know. The trust was funded a wee while back, connected to an event that happened in 2021. So to give you a bit of a spiel here, it comes from the mixed martial arts community, and to be more specific, from the city kickboxing team up in Tamaki Makaurau. Unfortunately, they lost one of their team members as a result of the coward's punch. And further down the line, after doing a bit of community work down here in Kirikiriroa and in the Waikato, some of my fellow mixed martial artist friends and myself, we got together and we were thinking about, we've done some work here. What can we do next? You know, what would make sense? What can connect a lot of people, you know, in the easiest way possible? And then one of us, while we were sitting around, you know, discussing ideas, was like, we've done a run, we've done some other things, you know, how about we do a walk? And then I was like, I think that's actually perfect, because, and then it was clicking for myself with the Walk Without Fear trust, you know, because that's what you want to be able to do. You want to walk without fear, you know, enjoy your community, enjoy your peers, and just enjoy life. So we concluded this idea to do a 24-hour walk that is approximately 100 kilometers, if you add it all up, in beautiful Kirikiriroa here by the lake. So that's what we're going to be doing on the 28th of February for 24 hours from 3 p.m. on that Saturday into the 1st of March, 3 p.m. on the Sunday. So yes, just to create safer communities in Aotearoa, spread the word around the trust a bit more, what is going on with the law, how to change it in a positive manner, and create some awareness, raise some funds, all the good things, and hopefully bring some people together that are maybe a little lost in the community, you know, because I can speak, I guess, for myself and the wonderful folks that I'm doing this with. You know, we all found something in life, you know, that keeps us at an even keel, helps us to navigate like a life tool, so to say, with martial arts or music. And hopefully we can inspire others to find their thing, you know, like that gives them purpose, gives them hope, gives them something to look forward to and to connect, you know, with other people. Because it's always, if you share something, is so much more enjoyable. A matter of fact, there's a quote about it, happiness is only real when shared.
That's great, yeah. It really gives you that sense of affirmation, doesn't it, of what you're doing and what you believe, when you're sharing it with other people and they get on the train with you.
Absolutely.
Mm. So the Walk Without Fear Trust originated in the martial arts community, as you said, but obviously in this situation it's relevant to the whole of society. Just basically, we have social violence happening in all areas of society. So this is, working against that or to discourage that.
Absolutely. Well, if you think about it, someone that feels like executing a coward's punch or any type of violence, you know, there's something going on a deeper level. If you go to the root, you know, I mean, you and myself, I think, you know, everyone goes through stuff in life, past, present, and then in the future, you know, but it's how to deal with it. Some people are a bit less fortunate with, call it upbringing, you know, addiction, you know, mental health problems and whatnot. All this stuff is very present. It's out there, you know, but it's how you deal with it, seeking support and seeking the people that can actually help you with it. So it ripples through all of Aotearoa. It's not just a particular punch. It's like, why is it happening? And what can we do, you know, for people in general, you know, to connect more, to have safer communities where, you know, everyone can enjoy themselves amongst one another without having any type of fear, I guess. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to walk without fear. And this is why the connection is so perfect, you know, with the martial arts background and everything that goes with it. But by no means, you know, you don't have to have any martial arts background to attend. You know, it's just like whatever makes you happy recreationally or whatever you want to do. If it's netball, basketball, if you play rugby, if you go to a music club, whatever it might be, you know, but the power is in the community and there's a lot of healing happening there. And I think we can do our little part to contribute towards that.
Fantastic. And so the Walk Without Fear event, which will be taking place on the 28th of February at 3 p.m. for the next 24 hours after that, that will be taking place down at Innes Common, sort of based at Innes Common down by Lake Rotoroa, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. So what we're going to do is we set up a little first aid station, a little HQ, you know, a few gazebos with like a barbecue and where we can have our supplies. And then from Innes Common, that little playground, that's going to be our base. So we're going to do lap after lap after lap after lap. It's so perfect, you know, because there is, like I said, a playground for the kids. If someone just wants to come down and eat a sausage, give us a high five, bring some energy, you know, to the event and what we're trying to do there. And there's toilets, of course, you know, you cannot forget about that. There's parking. It just makes a lot of sense, you know, and we've done two events in the past, you know, connected to running and other charities, and it's just the circumstances and the environment there is just amazing for it, you know. It's just easy access for everyone, kids can play, you know. And I think with the walk, you don't even have to walk, you don't even have to do the whole event, you know. If you just want to come down and be there and support us, we put out a link, for example, for people to man the tent, you know, be at the gazebo to look after the belongings, you know. You can just sit there, chat with others, you know. If you want to do a lap, if you want to do half a lap, if you want to do the whole thing, it's really up to you, you know. We wanted to make this as accessible as possible, you know, to reach as many people as possible.
And will there be sort of information and such at the event about the charity?
Yes, absolutely. So first and foremost, you can imagine in 24 hours, you can generate a lot of conversation, you know, around the topic and just get to know people. That's a given. But also we have some prominent visitors, you know, coming from Tamaki Makaurau, from the city kickboxing team, to be there firsthand because, you know, they come from the source. I can give you the information that they supply towards me, but they have so much more insight. So they will be there to spread the word. They will bring some banners, some videos, some other stuff, you know, because I feel like you need to have the subject matter expert there as well. You know, I have my own experience, have had my own experiences with the topic, you know, so did my peers. But you need to have the right people there, you know, to communicate it properly. And we're really looking forward to have them. And we're very fortunate, you know, that they're teamed up with us.
Fantastic. So if you want to just give us the final package feel there of the event and when it's taking place and how people can get involved.
All right, I'll do it one more time. So on the 28th of February, we're going to meet around like 2 p.m., you know, just to set up the tent and everything, have everything ready. But by 3, we're going to start the walk at Innes Common for 24 hours, just lap after lap after lap until 3 p.m. on Sunday, which is the 1st of March. And how to get involved? I mean, the trust is on Facebook, Instagram. You know, there's a lot of different channels, YouTube videos, and a lot of media work has been done there already, thanks to their amazing team, marketing team and whatnot. You can just come along on the day. Just come, bring your water bottle, bring your snacks. We will have plenty of stuff there. We have lots of friends, you know, that work in different industries or businesses that are supporting us, you know. Wally Smith, for example, is a butcher that is like, okay, I'm going to shout you some sausages, you know. Our friends from Golden State Coffee are going to come down and, you know, supply us with the goods as far as it comes to keeping us caffeinated and little snacks. And the list goes on. We're just very fortunate, you know, and everything counts. So just come along on the day. You don't have to be there for the starting point. It's going on for 24 hours, so you can join in at any point, be part of this and spread the word.
Armin Schmidt from the Walk Without Fear Trust, thank you so much for joining us on The Free Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me, Gary.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.